other in the market, even two bedrooms, three bedrooms are in the commercial market, that when you look at the taxes from last year, I don't know what they've gone up this year, but they're not even up to $1,000 a year.
Okay. Well, the assessor's looking at it. We're going to try to get you an answer on the valuation question.
Let me grab the file. Go ahead.
Did you have one of these properties classified as mixed use previously?
No, not.
Okay. Well, that's, and you've, but you've just acquired these, sounds like, fairly recently.
Fairly. We just started last year. We barely made anything on them. And if we're going to break
gotcha.
Even,
gotcha.
We'll be close, we're not even going to be close to breaking even this year because of the weather. It was either at the beginning of the year. But I mean, we're just starting out fresh, and we're trying to join the group here and, you know, join you guys in Branson and see what we can do for ourselves. But, man, this is, it's cutthroat business, and...
Yeah, I understand. It's become there are a ton of them at this point.
I think I see what's going on. Let me just pull up one of them.
Okay. I guess they're remodels.
I think Rourke Creek, isn't that the one that used to be the Rourke Resort? That's the,
yep.
Steve
Redford.
So what they initially were was they were paying common element, and then when we got to the assessed part where it came.
Can you hear her?
I can barely hear her.
So we would have assessed for common area in 2024. They went online as occupied in 25, which is why you would have seen an increase. Let me take a look at what you're at. So, Rama.
I mean, I understand if taxes are going to go up. I mean, it's the given, but my question is, you know, how is it appropriate to go up 123%?
Okay, so when you're saying 123%, though,
hold on.
From 7 to 1 to, you know, 1,700, I mean, how much are we making to be, you know, to throw that in there?
All right, I'm going to let her try to answer what the increase was. Go ahead, Susan.
Okay. So again, these were on at the common area only of 45,000. So I'm starting with number 365.
You're saying the units weren't even assessed?
2025, 365. So the common area, because as you know, a condo does not have a land value, but all of them are paying something that we put in the land value, and we've gotten this together with the developer. Because we know what he, you know, supposedly paid for the property, what he's paying for the common areas, the asphalt, the lighting, all that kind of stuff. So everyone gets a certain amount on the land value, which is really, like I said, only the common area for a condo. And they were at $45,000. They didn't go on to the actual assessment with a structure because, as he said, they were remodeled. But we have to consider them as new because they gutted them and rebuilt them inside. And so, again, we worked with the developer to keep them at the common area value till they went on as occupied units.
So they were treated like pre-construction property.
Correct. And that's what he's seeing. He is not seeing us jumping his value, you know, 115% or 120%. What he's seeing is just like if you were building a house, we had you down for the lot. Then if you got the house built, then we assess you for everything. And that's what happened here. You were assessed for the common area, and then now we've added on the actual structural value in with that. So
you understand that. In other words, they hadn't the taxes in the year past did not include the structure. You understand what she's indicating, and then and the question here is too is the values that you have on this for that are on there now as a completed remodeled unit, would you sell them for that? You know, I don't know that your value that she's got on here is going to be in excess of the value of the property right now. That's a question to you, I guess. I mean, the increase, I think she's explained, so I guess the question I have is, are you disputing the values that she has on here? Are they in, do you believe that they are in excess of the actual fair market value of your property?
That's a tough one to ask. I mean, that's a tough answer to get, you know, that's a tough question to answer. I mean, you know, it's understandable where these numbers are. It's, my biggest concern is the rate at which this went up. And I understand what we're seeing with regards to land versus now that the construction is complete. But, you know, if you compare it to other areas as well, this is not the case with regards to property taxes for a 546 square foot condo. I mean, just imagine if you were in our shoes and your property taxes went up 123% for something that was completed last year. It's hard, you know.
No, we understand the economics, but there's no question that a pre-construction value is going to be much different and going to go up quite a bit on after it's constructed. But the assessor wanted to address a couple
and
of things.
One last thing, I wanted to let you know that the developer did cooperate with the assessor's office and let us know the values on these properties.
Okay.
So we didn't want to overassess. And again, we believe we're fair because we worked with the developer, and these are just now going on full assessment. So,
does the board have any other questions about this, or yeah. Is there any concerns that the values listed are in excess of the fair market value of the property? Okay. And, sir, is there anything else you would like to say on behalf of these properties?
Well, I mean, some form of break would be great because of the fact that things are, you know, we started out pretty slow and, you know, we're just picking up. We're just starting out as of last year and this year. So we truly don't even know what a full return will be on this value right now. Things, you know,
and then
the number of days that we rented out. So I just need to understand what we can do at least for this year.
Okay. We appreciate, we have lots of people that will talk to us about the economics of their business, but unfortunately, really, what we're tasked with is what's the value of your property to the assessor, you know, overshoot that. Yes.
One thing that you did benefit from is the fact that these are commercial. They didn't go on until this year, and so those were ready last year, and if you're residential, you would have been prorated, so you would be higher at this point. You would have paid for 2 years more last year, and then whatever.
In other words, you got a break on the taxes last year, it sounds like.
Yep.
Okay. But unfortunately, the economics, you know, in other words, how people determine their business model and how they run their business is not something that we can get into factor. We're a citizen board. We can only do what we're able to do on these things. And what we can do is give you a break on the first one, as I indicated, because that'll be consistent with what we do with everyone else with nightly rental properties. And we'll do that on your one that is assessed at the greatest value, which would be BOE 364 located at Building E, Unit 385. Okay, I'm going to make a motion as to BOE 364 that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential, and a deny any change in value.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Which was the higher?
That was as to BOE 364.
364. Okay.
Okay. As to BOE 363 and 365, I would make a motion we deny any change in classification or value.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. You'll get a decision within a couple of days. If you don't like the decision, you can appeal it to the State Tax Commission if you wish. But I wanted you to understand we are treating you consistently with how we treat all other people that have properties and nightly rentals. The first one you get a break on. The second one, anything after that, is 100% commercial. That's how we treat them. Some counties are treating even your first one as 100% commercial because when they're in a nightly rental program. But the 25-75 will apply to the Building E, Unit 385. Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep. People coming into this rental market late in the day are getting hurt. It's my opinion. Let's see. We've got BOE 374 and 75.
Same last name as Tyann.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Your call cannot.
Well, I was going to ask that. That's is that the kids probably?
Or the parents?
The parents.
Our parents. Okay. All right. Well, as long as. Hi, Kelly. This is David Akers with Taney County BOE. Is it okay? I think you got a phone call earlier. Is it okay if we take up your places now? Okay. Kelly, there looks like we've got two on our docket here, one at 210 Deep Forest and one at 166 Streamside. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And it looks like we've got, well, pretty close to the same value here. Only off by like $300. With respect to these properties, Kelly, Tyann was in here, obviously, but the question we have is, are these just solely owned by you and Paul?
Correct.
Okay. If as long as they are just owned by you and Paul, we can give one of them that break. You probably already know about this, but what we've been doing, are they both in nightly rentals?
Yes.
Okay. What we've been doing on these is if you have just one property in Taney County that is put in a nightly rental program, we give a break on the first one and do a 25% commercial, 75% residential. We let you pick which one. But the rest of them that you would have are 100% commercial because we deem it a business enterprise after that because, okay. The BOE 375 located at Streams on the Streamside Drive, it's slightly higher in assessed value, or not assessed, but appraised value. Is that the one you want to try? You want to have the split on?
Yes, whichever one is slightly higher.
Okay.
And I do have a question about depreciation. The Streamside house was bought in 2018, and the Deep Forest house was bought in 2019. Is there any break on that, 6 and 7 years?
It's depreciation calculated in on.
It's part of the age of the structure, not the. I keep explaining it to them.
Yeah, it's fair market value either, but it is on the cost analysis. You said it's. I'm sorry. What did you say? I'm asking the assessor. I apologize.
Right. It's when it was built. So
it's based on when it was built, and yes, it would be built into the program. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yes, depreciation is considered as in their program where they do a cost analysis, cost approach.
Okay.
All right. Is this just an appeal of classification?
Correct. I mean, the one went up 56% and the other one went up 8%.
Okay, they're two different locations, or are they the same Branson Canyon, I guess?
They're a block away from each other if you look on the
beacon. Yeah, they're literally a street away from each other.
Okay.
And if you look at the beacon, we have it 68.64 for one and 68.65 for the other price per square foot.
Okay, so they're almost identical in their price per square foot, but it sounds like to me you caught one up, that one was caught up from the previous. In other words, they got equalized, but they weren't before, maybe?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so it's just a classification issue. Okay, based on what you've indicated to me, I'm going to make a motion on BOE 375 to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75%